You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio, and we're back in the kitchen. We're trying a really nice and simple recipe today, a little bit spicy, if you like that. It's the peanut gochujang chili noodle recipe. Let's have a look at our ingredients. For a portion just for yourself, you're going to need around 130 grams of noodles. Now, you could use wheat noodles, you could use your favorite ramen noodles, you could use, and I do recommend these, egg noodles, but fresh egg noodles. So you can find them usually in the fridge section, and they don't require cooking that long. It's usually about 3 minutes. So those are really great. So you're going to need your favorite noodles. We'll also need half a tablespoon of red chili flakes, 2 cloves of garlic, a bit of green onion or spring onion, a tablespoon of sesame seeds, 1 teaspoon granulated sugar. I'm using brown sugar because that's just my preference. You can use that too. 2 tablespoons peanut butter and 1 tablespoon gochujang, which you can find in most Asian sections in the bigger supermarkets. And 6 tablespoons of avocado oil or any other neutral oil you have in the house. I have just plain vegetable oil, which is what I'll be using. You're also going to need 2 tablespoons soy sauce and a bit of salt to taste. So those are our ingredients. Now we're going to start with the first step. So we're going to get my noodles boiling. So I'll get the water going. Okay, so whilst that water is boiling, I'll put my noodles aside and prep everything else. So we need to grate our garlic and chop the spring onion. So let's get that going in the meantime. I usually cut about, I would say, 2 to 3 full kind of pieces of spring onion. I like quite a lot, so that's how much I'm using. But you'll be mixing it through, so just gauge it by what your preference is. Now let's get those 2 garlic cloves grated. Now, whilst my noodles are boiling, what we're going to do is just prep everything else. So you're going to need a big heatproof bowl, and I have a nice big metal one. So I'll put my ingredients in here. So we're going to add the chili flakes. Just a reminder, it was about 1/2 tablespoon of chili flakes. If you don't like it too spicy, do a little bit less, you know? We're going to add that grated garlic as well. Add my green onions. Add some sesame seeds. So we're looking at about 1 tablespoon of sesame seeds. So we're going to add that as well. And now we're just going to add sugar and gochujang. So it was about 1 teaspoon of sugar. So let's add that in. And my gochujang paste, which it was about 1 tablespoon. Add that in. And the final ingredient is peanut butter, and we're looking at about 2 tablespoons. Okay, and my water for the pasta is boiling, so let's add my pasta. And we'll let that boil. Another thing as well, before you drain your pasta later, make sure you retain a bit of the water. So I would say about 1/4 cup of water, just to keep aside, because you might need it to just loosen up the sauce a little bit and make it creamier. Okay, so we have everything in our heatproof bowl, so we're setting that aside. And now we're just waiting for the noodles. And once they boil, we can do the last step. So we'll return to that in a second. Okay, so noodles are almost finished. So whilst I wait for the timer to go off, I have just prepped my oil. So this is the next step. We'll be heating up some oil in the pan. That's the only thing you're heating up. Just get it nice and hot and be very careful. So yeah, let's get that going. So again, that was about 6 tablespoons of neutral vegetable oil. It could be an avocado oil, just plain mixed vegetable oil, which is what I have. So I'm going to get it nice and hot. And once it gets nice and hot, that is it. We'll take it and add it to our heatproof bowl. But we do need our noodles as well. And I'll grab some water aside as well before I drain them. So we use that to loosen up the sauce as well. That's my timer. Okay, let's drain those noodles. They're waiting on the side. My oil is heating up, and once it's nice and hot, I'll basically add it to my heatproof bowl. So I'm just going to use a little bit of garlic paste just to hear if the oil's sprinkling away, and it is. So we'll take that now and add it into my mixture very carefully. So this is precisely why we need that heat-proof bowl. So let's mix this up. Okay, it's cooling down quite quickly. That's good. Add a little smidge of water just to loosen up the sauce. This will also help the noodles really coat with the sauce. Or so I've been told. I'm not actually sure if that's true, but whenever I use this, add a bit of noodle or pasta water to my sauces, it does seem to stick better. So there must be something to it. It's probably the starch. Okay, and a little bit of salt. We're also going to add the soy sauce, which was 2 tablespoons. So we'll add that in now. And that's it. That's our sauce ready. Really easy, quick recipe if you want to cook a dinner just for yourself. Because I sometimes find if I'm on my own, I struggle to make something delicious, but this is delicious. And adding my noodles in. I am so excited. This is very spicy. So just keep in mind, if you're not that great on spice, you might want to leave out the chili flakes altogether. But that's it. That's ready. I'm going to plate it up and have it for my dinner. So I really hope you enjoyed this recipe. If you want to find a recipe, I follow the Herman at Home peanut gochujang chili noodles recipe. You can find it online. And of course, if you want to listen to this again, you can find it on our podcast. Just search for RNIB Connect Radio spicy chili noodle recipe. Now I am going to enjoy my dinner. And if you try it, do let me know how you liked it. Our email is radio@rnib.org.uk.
For more interviews, features, and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.